Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom, equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Hello, listeners, it is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, and I just wanted to say thank you to Jesse from Cult Cinema Circle Podcast for the intro for this week's episode. Jesse was kind enough to have me on the Cult Cinema Circle Podcast to talk about, well, my Kickstarter, but also that podcast is all about talking about horror movies. And the movie that we discussed was Ginger Snaps, which of course makes a whole lot of sense considering I write werewolf comics. But I'd never seen Ginger Snaps before, so we had a fantastic discussion, and we just kept talking and talking and talking about so many things. It was very easy to talk with Jesse. It was a lot of fun to do that episode. I highly recommend you go and check out his episode. If you go on iTunes or Spotify or any of the other places you get your podcasts, you can find Cult Cinema Circle Podcast, and our episode is just titled Ginger Snaps, so go check that out. Throw him some love, give him a 5-star review, all that good stuff, and be sure to tell him Botched sent ya.
Previously on Botched,
Federico, I want 6 more margaritas. I've got to lead a team.
Mishina, I am told not to serve you anymore.
Federico,
you must leave.
How long have I been coming here?
Ours is a customer bartender relationship that can never be.
I will give you $100 to give me 6 okay. more margaritas.
Don't embarrass me and don't throw up in the plant.
I will. I'll take them to go.
Okay.
I have to go. My people need me.
Okay. Welcome back, Junior Researchers.
I'm in charge now.
To the 30th episode of our 8th season.
We only have 22 more episodes.
That's true.
In this
We're way
season.
Over halfway now. We are going to start a little while after we did last time, as the coordinates that were given to the SCP Foundation from the Church of the Broken God are in Kazakhstan.
Sorry, you're wearing that wig and you stink like peanut butter. Kind of
dog hair on my hands.
I got lost in your thighs.
My milky thighs.
Surely these beers will make me feel different.
Okay.
Sorry, creamy thighs.
So who all's going to Kazakhstan?
I'm going to Kazakhstan. I took a helicopter.
Who else?
And then a plane.
And then a plane.
That helicopter can't fly to Kazakhstan from Chili's.
Nope.
You idiot.
Are you flying the helicopter from Chili's?
No, I fucking called it in. I'm in charge.
Okay.
Shayna!
Voicing head... The SCP Foundation, Site-69, has chosen only to deploy its most competent field agents to accompany potential future site director Shayna Gully. Uh-huh. And for that reason, Krebs Nelson has been is on the case.
Krebs.
Krabs.
Krabs. Krabs.
He's from episode 5.
Simp Nelson. Okay, got it.
Krabs Nelson.
Hola! Niamo Hans Gruber! MTF! For SCP!
Hans Gruber.
See! Hans Gruber!
Hans, you're very ethnically confusing.
C.
Hans,
C.
Give me back my margarita.
Okay. So.
It's gonna be great for people's ears to hear you puking.
So, as far as the coordinates go, they correspond to a military base. So you're definitely not gonna be flying over there, but you could. It's also in the middle of a desert. So you can fly as close as possible and then get ground transportation the rest of the way.
Yeah, we do that.
Or, you know, whatever.
I keep partying the whole way.
Keep partying. Okay. All right.
So, Hans!
What's your ground transportation that you guys are taking?
Camels.
Camels. Okay.
Camel tars.
Camel tars. Interesting.
If they're available.
They're not. They're all sold out. They're booked.
I just camel's
Hurts
fine.
Camel tars.
Hans, hug the top deck of that camel, and I'll hug your waist so I'll protect your camel's heart.
You make me very uncomfortable, especially because you're my boss.
Well, if you're real good, you'll get a promotion.
Oh, boy. Hans. This isn't getting cloudy quickly. Dios mio.
I hate you.
I thought Scott Hopkins was supposed to be the weird one.
That's their secret. They're all the weird
ones. Well, I think she spent too much time at Chili's.
You guys are Frederica. Shut up. Both take me to space, Frederico. Okay.
Take you to space, Frederico.
Yep.
So,
I got a space helmet on.
The SCP Foundation put her in charge.
I'm in charge.
Kind of. Like a third in charge.
Of this mission.
All the way in charge of this particular mission.
To Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Not really the SCP Foundation.
The wine
Foundation.
Region of Kazakhstan.
Yeah. Wine region. No, but you see.
So I go to leadership camp.
Great. Yeah. You're riding through the desert for over a day. And it's kind of endless dunes.
Is Shayna still?
Oh, my God.
Drunk?
Oh, my God. No.
No? Oh, over it. Got it.
Oh, I'm awake now.
Oh, muy cruda.
Who the fuck are you?
You see.
Hola. Niamo Hans Gruber.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I'm going to take out my map.
Hi, I'm a map.
That's a weird way to unlock my phone to look at my GPS.
Map.
Your GPS is coming it's a little wonky. Like, it doesn't, there's some sort of interference going on. But you do see in the distance that there is some sort of walled encampment, a military base. So, in the far distance. So you notice it has towers the whole way around.
Okay.
And razor wire around the top.
I used my binoculars to get a closer view.
Oh, my God. I can hear you spitting.
Yes.
You don't see anybody.
That's how you know I'm hydrated.
Jesus Christ.
You don't see anybody?
Any movement?
No.
Did the doors look open?
They do not look open, per se. They look like they're non-existent, as if they've been blasted off.
Oh, good.
There are remnants of doors, but yeah, the front gate looks like it's been decimated. But you don't see anybody.
Hans, get that rifle ready. We might be running into trouble.
Oh, I'm muy listo.
God damn, it means ready. In Spanish. Okay. So, yeah. Are you guys riding up on this base?
Yeah.
See?
Okay. So you get up to the base, get inside, and you notice that there are dozens of dead bodies in military fatigue.
Oh.
So they have the Kazakhstan flag. Though their garb seems odd. But it looks oddly familiar to you guys. But yeah, so all these uniforms have the Kazakhstani flag. And you notice that most of the bodies have bullet holes. Looks like some of them have knife wounds, possibly. But it seems as though everybody's dead in here. And it looks like this base is about a quarter mile long. And that there is a main facility in the center of the base.
Voice in your head, you said there was something oddly familiar about them. Can you expand upon that? Or even expound?
Roll me an intelligence check. Or an investigation check.
Well, I've got that in spades. Okay. I rolled an 18.
So, the composition of these uniforms really reminds you an awful lot of MTF. But, you know, not quite the same. A little different. So you just, out of a morbid curiosity, you actually... So your phone has a facial scanner that has access to SCP information. And you pull off the helmet and you scan the face. And it comes back as being a SCP Foundation personnel.
Okay. I for a second, I thought it might have been one of the Global Occult Coalition chuckle fucks.
Is that Tucker?
No. Not in this particular instance.
Okay. Well, are we familiar with any SCP sites nearby?
No.
Have we been briefed on any missions that we're supposed to go through here?
Typically, SCP Foundation, or at least SCP sites, don't really communicate with each other too much because they try and keep everything separate from one another in case there's
compartmentalization.
Yes. So, nope, you had no idea anything was going to be here. When you got those coordinates. But these are the coordinates that were given to you by the Church of the Broken God. So this is where you're supposed to be. But you're not sure
what should we do?
Also, with your investigation, since you rolled... What was the number again on it? 18? Yeah, I would say it looks like these people died within the last couple of days. There are some insects and some birds and other critters that are eating the dead, but so it looks like they died.
The eyes, tongue, and testicle are already gone.
Yeah, it looks like they've been, they died recently, fairly
recently. That's what goes first.
Not in the last, like, 10 minutes or anything, but.
Are they carrying any flasks?
Hi-lo.
Oh, fucking hi.
Yeah, this one has a flask.
Oh, my God, thank you. I chug it.
It's, mezcal.
Do we still have the Colt's numero?
Famous drink of Kazakhstan, mezcal.
Yep.
What? She keeps it down.
Do you have the Colt numero?
The Colt's numero that they gave us.
Colt's numero.
God damn it, Hans. And this guy whose name I don't remember.
I'm Krabs.
Krabs. Yeah, oh, my God.
Nothing.
Krabs, I don't know how I got here.
Oh, we all took a camel together.
Uh-huh.
For the telephono.
They didn't give you a telephone number. They said they would contact you.
Oh, well, then I guess we're just, we'll take a quick siesta.
Haven't investigated anything.
I investigato.
Yeah, can you guys
say there's a main facility?
Take a look around.
Haven't gone to it yet.
That's fine. I can investigar.
Investigar.
17.
All right, so you're going into the building?
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Doors also blown off the hinges on this.
Well, must be the door's birthday. Is blown.
Shut up.
You go in. And once you're inside this facility, definitely it's all SCP standard issue sort of everything. And more markings of a normal SCP Foundation base. But you get in here and you see that there are lots of signs for...
Are there any detonators?
No. No detonators. You're never going to find those detonators.
I'll find those detonators. I will.
What about bombarderos?
Ooh.
You don't see any bombarderos.
No firemen. Okay.
No firemen. More dead
calendar.
Bodies. Yeah, there is a calendar nearby. You can see what's on that.
Bombarderos weekly.
Weekly. Every week's a different picture.
That's
of
right.
Because well, they die so quickly.
Yeah, it's well, it's also it's like one of those calendars that you rip off every day.
One
it's
of
my
those.
Favorite manga, My Hero Bombarderos.
Okay. So now you're in this facility, and it looks as though there is an elevator that goes down, but there is lots of signage to indicate danger,
no
radiation.
Bueno.
That sort of thing.
Radiato.
I'm going to pick up one of the sat phones and call Scott.
Yeah, you got Scott.
Scott.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I doing in Kazakhstan?
Shayna.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
You got half of the bag and you said I'm going to Kazakhstan my damn self. I'll take care of it if neither of you motherfuckers can. You said that to me.
Yep. And what am I taking care of?
I don't know. I think you're supposed to be there searching for something for the Church of the Broken God or some shit.
Okay.
You even know what that is, Shayna?
Yeah, they got the mech parts and the eyeball thing.
They got the weird eyeballs. That's right.
Yep. Okay.
So, I don't think you know what you're going to find there, but all you got is a fucking weird nerd and a Dora the Explorer fanboy.
I fucking hate these
so
people.
So, good fucking luck, okay. Shayna. Maybe you shouldn't have cursed at me.
Okay. I'll see you soon, bud.
I loved you the most, Scarecrow.
Bye.
Hang up.
Is there a computer or anything?
Yeah, there are terminals.
I'm going to turn one
damaged,
on.
But, okay, you turn one on. It's asking you for...
I guess I would use my MTF login.
It comes back as clearance not granted.
Do they have a retinal scan?
Not that you see.
Do they have a rectum scan?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pull one of the corpses in, pull their pants down, and show the goatsy so that they can scan the rectum.
It's too loose. It knows it's supposed to be tighter, so it knows that they're dead.
I'm just going to log on. I'll log on.
Pinch the nose and blow through the mouth.
Shana logs on.
What the fuck is that?
Like a balloon.
That's what?
You got to get it warm
it's
first.
Not going to tighten their asshole.
I could put some formaldehyde on there for you.
You're going to warm it first?
She would know. She's a doctor.
I am.
What is she a doctor of again?
Fucking medicine.
Human medicine.
Okay. Well, what's his face is a paranormal podiatrist, and that's technically a doctor. I don't even know what Jessica's a... Or not Jessica.
Jessica?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what Jessica's thing is.
She's a cryptogooologist.
Yeah, exactly. That's a doctor.
She knows the mating habits
of
cryptoids.
Cum. Got it. She likes cum.
Takes semen samples.
Yeah, monster cum. Got
actual
it.
Fucking doctor.
Okay, so you're a normal doctor.
Yeah.
You're not super familiar with how to tighten up a dead asshole.
She's just logging
in. I'm just logging in with my clearance.
Okay.
Is that the noise the asshole makes?
That's the computer processing. High low.
Stop. Fucking low.
So no, it says that your clearance is denied.
Fuck.
It's only for site personnel. Or O5.
If we go through the corpses, are there any indication on what site they're from?
So, inside the facility, it looks as though...
We have to keep going down. I bing bong, I hit the elf elevator.
Okay.
The Escalardo.
The elf elevator.
The elfabator.
Why'd you open that?
I'm not seeing where it is. But,
fuck you.
Yeah, oh well. So, yeah, you hit the button, the elevator does come up to the top, and an alert comes on the screen to remind you to put on your radiation gear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I do that?
Okay. It looks like there is a series of lockers that are, like, pressurized and sterilized.
Let's suit up, guys.
Like hazmat suits.
Not just, like, in a tauntaun that the camel is, but, like, actual radiation seats.
Sure.
Do you know the internal temperature of a tauntaun? It's lukewarm.
I hate you so much. Like, that elevator just crashes.
Hans, Bubby.
If all of you want to die, it's crazy.
I'm your white knight.
So,
just go straight through. You don't need a suit.
Yeah, you don't even need one. It's probably just a...
I took a sample reading and it said you were like the greatest human ever.
Yeah. No.
Yep. Yeah. Really, what if these radiation suits are poisoned? And one of us has to stay alive. And it should be you.
You've never watched...
I'm already zipped up.
You never watched Ukraine's not the word.
Have I watched the Ukraine war?
No.
What are you trying to say?
What?
The thing that's from the Ukraine. The Meltdown, the show on HBO.
Chernobyl?
Yeah. You never watched that, have you?
I watched episode one.
Yeah. Okay. It's
great.
It's brutal.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Yeah.
Okay. What does this have to do with anything?
I was trying to get him to not wear a radiation suit.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, all those firefighters didn't. They were fine.
Yeah, they wow.
Yeah, they were great.
What
those wild wolves at Chernobyl are now showing signs that they aren't affected by cancer.
Interesting.
Because of how much radiation
they're just used to it now.
Yeah.
Super wolves.
Yeah, they are.
Interesting.
Well, they don't die of cancer. They just
die of everything
die
else.
Of something else.
No.
Yeah. Gunshots.
No.
Gunshots.
They're not.
Infections.
Nope. They've actually they're walking bipedal now too.
Yeah. They're selling insurance.
Yeah, it's weird.
Wolf insurance.
Yeah. Wolf farm.
They're selling beer mugs, actually.
Whoa, 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 wolf.
They're Wolfensteins.
I want one.
So you guys taking the elevator down?
I shoot myself in the throat.
Thank going
you.
Down.
Please do. So you ride down. Eventually comes to a stop. And lights flicker on. And it looks as though...
Can I dim them?
No. Doesn't look like there's a switch or anything. It just looks like they come on.
I hand Dr. Gully my sunglasses.
Oh, thank God.
How are you going to put them on? You're in a suit.
But they have little ear hooks that you can put sunglasses on, as any good radiation suit does.
They don't.
They do?
They have hooks on the side for sunglasses.
Yes, they do.
Show me. Send me a picture.
Well, you could just say hello like you always do.
Nope.
Why are you doing this to me? It's just because you can put sunglasses on. Why are you doing this?
It's too wide.
I retconned that I gave her my sunglasses before we went down the
She broke them trying to put them
on. I wore them
inside
the suit.
God damn, why you hate Shayna so much, you misogynist?
I just throw up inside the suit. It's
fine.
Yeah,
there you go. Just cover the inside.
Oh, Jesus.
Did I bring my pala with me?
Your what?
Shovel.
I mean, if you want.
I mean, we're all in radiation suits going through a scary place, so I wanted to bring my shovel.
Amigo, shovel. Have a shovel if you want.
Shovel.
But, so, there's a door almost immediately off the elevator that goes amigo. Into a...
Shovel in Espanol. Pala.
What appears to be a decontamination room, so... Looks like you have to go through that before you can get to the next section.
Okay, is that going to cure my hangover?
No.
You didn't roll
Actually,
for it.
Actually, probably make it worse.
No, come on.
Actually, yeah, it cures it. Go in there.
I do.
The loud noise and pressure from the air hitting you gives you a headache.
Yeah, I have
Even
one.
Worse. You're in a bad shape.
I wish I had sunglasses.
Yeah, but you don't. You should have put them on before you got in the suit.
Fuck.
I mean, you can take the suit off now. It's fine.
I mean, I had some whiskey. Okay.
Sure, it's great.
You said I could.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I'm going to do a medicine check.
Yeah.
Is it a good idea?
No. It's okay. A bad idea. There are signs everywhere that say radiation, danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Fuck. Hey, guys, come into the decontamination zone.
Holy shit. Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, of Same course. Thing. I'm wearing my radiation suit. I'm not afraid. Oh, shit, I dropped my knife.
The other doors open, and it looks like it opens up into a large open room, but specifically it's like a catwalk. That you're going out on.
Did you know what a catwalk looks like? Because it's not an open room.
The catwalk's over the room.
Yeah, it's in an open room.
I do a little turn on the catwalk.
Okay. Do you know what a catwalk is?
On the catwalk.
Not that catwalk.
Different. Is it like a fashion model catwalk?
No.
Or like an Indiana Jones fighting Nazis catwalk?
Or like
more
a,
it's like above the stage.
I would say it's more like a industrial
Robo-cat.
Catwalk.
Okay.
But yeah.
Robo catwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be as silent as possible on the heel catwalk.
Okay. You do. There are bodies hanging over the handrails on said catwalk. Again, corpses
all SCP?
All over the place. Yeah. Looks like they're all SCP. You don't see any other corpses of anything else.
Shayna tries to figure out how these people died. With a medicine check of a 9.
Gunshot wounds and stabs, it looks like.
Okay.
From what appears to be knives and swords.
There was...
Not quite sure what's going on here.
Great
gunshot
here.
Wounds from swords.
They shoot guns. Yeah. They
and
shoot
stab
swords.
Wounds from knives.
That's right.
They have sword guns and gun swords.
Yep.
Nerds.
I've seen Final Fantasy
Squall
6.
Leonhardt is loose in the facility.
Or 5, I forget which one. I think it's 6.
That's a Final Fantasy 8 joke for you.
The seed program has been released.
And you notice that as you walk out into this room, that the floodlights come on in the rest of this big open facility. Roll me a perception check.
A barf. 12.
I rolled an 18.
Oh, no, shit, I'm proficient in that. Get fucked. 16.
Okay.
Una!
So you botched.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see shit. You're too focused on these corpses. Everybody else... can see.
I put my finger inside the holes.
Squishy and cold.
Don't touch that.
Slap her on the wrist.
Hans, no.
It's a Hans.
You guys see in the distance that there is a 93-meter tall automaton with multiple scaffolding around it. It looks like...
Holy shit.
One of the arms is... The left arm is separated from it, so it looks like they didn't put it back on all the way. It looks like there's a hole in the chest, and it looks as though they'd taken it apart and were looking at various pieces of it. But it all... Roll me a... Let's go history check.
There's no way that's not a Gundam.
Shayna, get in the robot, Shayna.
Oh, this isn't Shayna's character sheet. Hold on. Intelligence, history. I got a 22. Let's go.
I rolled an 11.
Okay, with a 22. This looks almost Greek in construction, you would say. As Greek as a robot could be. At least from the color of the metal and the design of the armor on said automaton.
Okay.
Or robot. So, yeah. So, that's what you're seeing from right here. So, I mean, you guys can go all the way over there. It does look like there are multiple other rooms around this area as
well.
No,
that's fine. This robot, this mobile suit Greekdom seems pretty good.
Okay. So, you guys want to head over that way?
Yeah. Am I... is there, like, spanakopita I got to eat on the way there or some... Yeah.
They're not going to have food in the radiated room.
That's true.
Okay. And your suit has a little Geiger counter in it, and it's going fucking apeshit in here.
And what's the suit rated for?
All of it.
Okay. Then we're good. Yeah.
Total.
Total. Total. Absolute all.
Okay. Hans? Do you see that thing?
Oh! See?
Yeah.
Muy grande.
Do you think...
Tomas.
I don't think its name is Thomas.
You said it was an automaton.
Okay. Do you think you can get up there?
There's
a walkway. Just walk up.
I'll walk right up there. I'm going to walk very confidently.
Okay. So you walk all the way up to the automaton. And like I said, there are a series of stairs and scaffolding that go all around this thing that go all the way up to the head.
Hans Anda a la Roboto.
All
Roboto.
Around the arms, legs.
No, El Gato. See Roboto.
So each of the arms, they don't have hands. The one on the right almost looks like it has some sort of nozzle on the end of it. And the one on the left has some sort of strange device on the end of it. You're not 100% sure what that's supposed
to be.
It's
a fleshlight.
Could be a giant fleshlight. 30-foot
fleshlight.
30-foot fleshlight, yep. For jacking off gods.
Good for the Jaquita.
Yeah, Jaquita. So, yeah, what would you like to do?
Is there a door or anything?
So it looks like the only entrance inside the machine would be the hole that's cut on the chest.
So he didn't get squished as soon as he got there?
Squished?
By they didn't come to life and smash him? Okay.
I'm going to go through the hole.
Okay. You go in, and it looks as though the immediate vicinity has pilot seats. Six of them. With a series of what appear to be
rusted
levers and gears. So whatever it was that used to operate this machine doesn't really look like it's functional.
They color-coded seats with little pictures of dinosaurs on each one?
No.
What about lions?
Lions? There's no pictures on these seats.
What about tigers?
It also doesn't even look like there are seats, to be honest. It looks like
it's
they just
levers.
Operated it by standing.
Okay.
Levers, gears, that sort of thing. But again, a lot of it's rusted and busted, so it just doesn't look like it functions. You do see immediately attached to this area. Do any of you read ancient Greek?
Is that an arcana roll?
That would be a language.
Hello, Dad.
Not magic. Why would that be a high-low for me?
Hello, Dennis.
We didn't choose languages yet.
Crabs only speaks English and Midwestern.
I would say he only speaks Spanish and English.
My name is Hans Gruber. I think I speak another language.
No.
I feel like Shayna, as a medical doctor, would know enough Latin to decipher a little bit of Greek.
That's true.
Roll intelligence, Shayna.
13.
You're not getting a whole lot of help from your Latin experience on this. So you're not familiar with what this word is above this door.
Hold on.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's written?
Yeah.
I'll take out my phone and Google Translate.
Would your phone work in here with all the radiation, or would it melt?
No, probably
no, it works.
It melts.
It's also it's in a Faraday bag. It's also
connected to ceiling wire.
Yeah,
you know.
I have a very long charging cable.
Just melts. Oh, it's gone.
How many letters is it?
Crabs has played all the God of War games. Does that help?
It's 8.
It says 8.
It's
eight letters.
I don't know. I don't know what the
actual eight letters. Okay.
Greek version of this word would be spelled out.
Okay,
as, I needed one extra letter than the English version.
Shane's just gonna walk in like she owns the place.
Okay,
fuck this shit.
Slide the door open, and it looks like a very rudimentary, but very close to a modern day nuclear reactor.
Huh.
With a big hole in the back of this automaton.
Oh shit! It's gypsy danger.
So it looks like, based on the state of this nuclear reactor, that the nuclear material melted a hole through the back of this automaton, which
that is
probably why it's giving off so much radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And also probably why it doesn't function.
3 Mile Gundam.
Yes, 3 Mile Gundam.
Title.
There you go. But yeah, so that's what you're finding so far in this automaton. So it looks like it's not functional. At some point it did. But from what you can tell right here with this limited information, there are computer terminals attached to each of the major sections of the robot on the outside. So if you wanted more information...
Yeah, I'm going to key that shit in.
Okay.
The computers outside work.
Yeah.
They're Faraday shielded.
They were built specifically.
To work in high radiation.
Your phone wasn't.
They're not connected to
the internet.
I couldn't
take my phone out anyway because I'm in a fucking suit.
It's got pockets.
Oh, no! I only brought my shovel.
Oh, okay.
My pala!
Your shovel, your pocket shovel.
I science with a 19 to log on to these computers and see what's wrong.
So, in terms of... Well, it doesn't say anything that's wrong. It's sort of just giving you information on this robot. So, the chest region of the robot has a hammer and an anvil. Which
fucking communists.
Which gives you, it reminds you a lot more of the Church of the Broken God in terms of their logo.
Okay.
But also on the one arm, the one with the nozzle on the end of it, it shows that it's empty, but that the tank on that arm held, it was a 20,800 liter tank.
What's and that even mean?
It's a lot.
Liter.
Many gallons.
Oh, like the wine you drink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like the vino you drink.
Yeah. And so also it shows the chemical composition of what's left in there. And it shows pine resin, naphtha, quicklime, calcium phosphide, and sulfur.
What do I know that to be as a medical doctor?
That's Greek fire.
There you go. Nice. That is Greek fire. So this was some sort of incendiary weapon. At some point.
To fight the cultists?
Probably.
Wow.
So you're getting the impression that this was probably some sort of Church of the Broken God automaton.
Mech warrior.
But based on the fact that it is Greek in origin, you're thinking that this fight goes back of quite a long ways. In fact, on the computer, it's dated that this goes back to close to 2000 BC.
Wow. Do you
this
think-
is the ultimate Albanian hunting weapon.
About 1200 BC is what it's coming in.
Do you think they watched Indiana Jones 5?
Is
that
why
nobody did it?
Yeah.
I did.
I didn't.
I was drunk.
I was not.
You're always
drunk. I learned my lesson once when Shia LaBeouf swung from the trees with
monkeys. It wasn't as bad as that one.
It wasn't.
It was bad.
It was bad.
I don't believe you.
I hear the...
No, don't believe you. Hear me out. They go back in time.
It's terrible. That part's terrible.
To use Greek fire to fight the Nazis in the sky.
I hear the first 10 minutes is the best part of the movie.
Yes.
It's not even good.
It's not even good, but it's the best.
They do a train scene, and it's not even good.
No. They didn't de-age his voice, but they de-aged his face, so it's young Harrison
He doesn't
Ford
move great.
I hear they didn't de-age the motion capture either. So it looked like a 40-year-old Harrison Ford limping.
Get off my train.
He's not great. Anyway.
Anyways. So yeah. So it also looks like, based on the computer.
Barrel monkey.
That the arm was torn off. The other Did arm. The one that's not attached mm-hmm. directly. And that... It was found.
Miriam!
32 kilometers away. So something tore this arm off with a great deal of force and threw it 32 kilometers.
Probably a Chongo Grande.
Probably a Chongo Grande. That's exactly right.
They're very common in Kazakhstan.
Oh, you reminded me. I've got 3 Chongo Grandes in the camel outside.
Yeah, you grabbed a growler of Chongo Grande.
Oh. The other notes that you see.
A barrel of Chongo Grandes.
The other notes that you see.
From Chili's.
We should start our own beer company called Chongo Grande.
Yeah, we should.
Jim sent us money. All the cans just look like little barrels.
Little barrels. Chongo Grande.
Big gorilla.
Big gorilla beer. Chongo Grande. Go on down to Gettysburg. Get yourself a Chongo Grande.
Our first beer can be called Vanilla Gorilla.
Chongo Grandes.
Hell yeah. I'm in.
Anyways.
Me gusta cerveza.
So it looks like the rest of the information are things that were taken from... It says there were...
ChongoGrande.com!
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Whew, don't read the chat.
Don't read chat. But God damn it. ChongoGrande.com.
So... the only other thing that you can find on the terminals is that they did pull from this automaton 6 corpses. So it took 6 people to... operated. And it does mention that it's in one of the side rooms.
You said it takes 6 corpses to operate this?
It had six. They found 6 corpses. So they had. It took 6 people to operate.
Alright.
And then they did pull a couple of scrolls as well, which took 10 years to decipher. Which, again, different. It's in one of those side rooms. So
We don't know if this was a city robot. One of those guys could have been working, and all the rest of them could have been looking at their phones.
Supervisors.
Okay. That's right.
Do they have to drift together, or what?
Nobody else ever worked for the city. Nobody get that joke.
No, okay. Sorry.
Oh, no, I got it. I worked construction.
I said PennDOT. Or construction, yeah.
Yeah, I worked road construction.
Yeah, road construction. Yeah, they're the worst. They're all supervisors.
I ever tell you guys... my buddy's perfect definition of government contractor work that he saw.
No.
He's driving down the interstate. He sees six guys standing around a pothole. and then 5 of them are just watching the one guy work, right? And the other one has his pala, his shovel, right? And he's using
pala.
His shovel. He's using his shovel See? To get the water out of the pothole. And scooping it out onto the pavement, but the pavement runs back into the pothole.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
But eventually, evaporation is going to get that water.
Yeah.
So that's a good week right there.
Okay, nice.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's all the information you're getting from these computer terminals on this automaton. You do also see that the reason that they built a site around this thing is because it weighs...
210
tons. So they're like,
210
we're just
tons.
Leave it.
Ah, we get a Jeep Wrangler with a winch. We can get that out.
210 tons. I'm gonna keep trying. 210 tons.
Like
built Ford Tough.
Built Ford Muff.
So we need like 3 more
built
guys.
Ford Muff.
We need like 3 more girls up in here. We can pilot this thing. And a reactor. How far away is Chernobyl?
As you calculate in your mind's eye the distance from Kazakhstan to Chernobyl, that is where we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk about, not Botched, but my other project, Lycan Solomon's Odyssey. The Kickstarter for the 3rd book in my graphic novel series about the world's first werewolf just went live on March 1st and will wrap up on April 1st. So head on over to www.lycanbook.com, that's LYCANbook.com, to check out the Kickstarter. I have spent hundreds of hours on this particular Kickstarter, you know, getting the page just right, networking with artists and other creators to come up with really cool rewards, and putting everything together. It has been, well, psychotic, to put it, you know, the most charitable way that I possibly can. Head on over to lycanbook.com, that's LYCANbook.com, to check out the Kickstarter. That's the easiest way to do it. I mean, if you want to be difficult, you could go to Kickstarter and just search for Lycan Solomon's Odyssey Chapter 3, and you could find it that way too. But we have rewards ranging from $5 all the way up to $1,000, and you may be saying, Dennis, that's a lot of money. You're right, it is. But you also get a ton of stuff for your money. So you're definitely getting your bang for your buck on this particular Kickstarter. So please, do me a favor, check it out. But not just that, I cannot do this without your help. So please share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and your local comic shops, because we do have a retail exclusive cover as well as retail prices, and any store that backs also gets some extra goodies just because why not. So head on over to lycanbook.com, lycanbook.com, and check it out today. I really, really appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hi everyone, it's me, Philip D, the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show, that's right, it's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast, look at the different tiers, see where it works for you for support, and we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now, let's get back to the episode.
And we're back.
I'm going to go into the other rooms.
The answer is far away.
You're far. No.
So you go in one of the other rooms, and it looks like they have the six bodies laid out.
2,217 miles.
There you go. In glass cases so as to keep them relatively preserved.
It's like Alexander the Great. I get it.
And
he was Albanian, if he didn't know.
And the gay.
The bodies are armored, like they have armor around them, and according to the
and a check
the notes that are there, it also looks like their armor is lined with asbestos and some other ingredients which were probably used to limit radiation exposure. But the head portion of this armor looks like it has a couple different tubes that go in were used to basically bring in water, air, food, so that way they could probably stay in that automaton for quite a while. There's also another hose around their pee-pee holes, so that way they
we get a cath up and we're going to pilot.
That's right.
So that way be good.
They probably could stay in that thing for quite a few days.
Hans Gruber?
Pee-pee.
I can't remember the other guy's name. I just remember
Krabby.
Hans Gruber.
Krabby.
My name is Krabs.
Krabs.
Krabs Nelson.
Krabs. Krabs.
Still is. Krabs. Always has been.
You think we could wear those? Because I got to pee.
You want to change into that suit?
I got to pee so bad.
You should probably just go, Miss Shayna.
This whole place is your banyo.
Okay.
You could also just go upstairs and pee real quick.
Oh.
Okay.
Your microphone's picking
she's going.
A trickle of... piss going
right in the suit.
Into the suit.
I already barfed in here. Whatever.
It's
every
just
time she takes a step and just splash, splash, yeah.
Splash, splash.
Shay's going upstairs to get a Chongo Grande. I hate these guys. I'm in charge.
You're the only one who's a doctor. Where are you going?
And it does.
Doctor needs food.
So if you continue to explore around, you find another room where the scrolls are laid out. And it
scrolls?
Looks like scrolls.
Secret invasion?
Not scrolls. Scrolls. Like paper.
Paper.
Have you seen paper? Paper.
Yeah. Oh, Shayna has. I'm back.
Hey. So the
is
scrolls.
It scrolls of paper.
Really
or is it
far
scrolls
away.
Of papyrus.
Paper.
Okay.
The camel walk ran away.
But it looks as though the language.
Papel!
Took about 10 years for them to decipher what the scroll said because it's written up on the board. And you also see that this
did
was...
Did they not go to Escuela?
No.
Duh.
It also looks as though they did already number this SCP and name it. So it is SCP-2406, otherwise known as the Colossus. And so the first scroll...
Shayna's Colossus.
...says the Colossi were constructed in her schema. the colossi were constructed to, and they're not so sometimes they're not 100% sure on what the word means, so they have a couple different options. So defend, secure, contain, question mark. The enemy, Grand Karsist Ion, betrayer of man, destroyer of progress, sorcerer king of Aditum.
I know that guy.
A desolate domain, a failed and fallen creation, built with the bodies, flesh of dead gods.
For tough.
Upon a throne of black ambition, the enemy plots. The enemy is not a priest. They are a merchant, and they have sold the world whole totality. The colossi were constructed in her schema. The colossi were constructed to defend, secure, contain. The profane tools must be broken or uncreated. Drink deep the silver blood of Mechane. May her sacrifice not be in vain. That's the first scroll.
What are you saying? There's multiple colossi?
So, according to the notes, this one has the number, or what would be the Greek number for 9 on its back. So there are at least 8 other ones.
Number 9?
According to the information you could see on the site, they have not been able to locate any of the other colossi anywhere.
Fucking idiots. They just like power it on to see if there's like a homing beacon?
They can't power it on.
We have nuclear reactors?
It's not just that, but like all the gears are rusted. The gears are gone. Like everything's
I brought a magic eraser.
Fucking WZ-40 and let's go.
Well, so the other part of that other arm that I hadn't mentioned,
yeah.
The other reason why they don't want to turn it on is that according to their tests, that arm is made of a metal not found on Earth. And according to their tests...
Well, it's on Earth.
Well,
so we found
not
it
originally
on Earth.
Found on Earth. And it looks as though that whatever it does, they're not 100% sure, but it appears as though it affects reality around it. So they really don't want to turn it on because they don't know what it would do. Like,
well,
it could fuck up reality.
Boss bitch, and I'm going to do it.
Well, you Shana, don't have a way to do it right now.
Dr. Gully, now, we don't know what that's going
to
do.
Krabby, I don't know how to turn it on, so I can't, okay?
I hit all the buttons.
Did you get into those Chongo Grandes when you went upstairs to pee?
No, all I found was all the flasks of all the MTFs up there.
Oh.
And now I feel much better. Hey, Dr. Shane is on the case. And I'm in charge, and we're going to go see Tucker and
she's
tell
our
him.
She's heifer.
Look.
Well, that's objectively true, I guess.
We're going to go search.
Are these scrolls, like...
For more scrolls.
In glass, or can we take them?
They're in glass.
Yeah, they're probably too old to
touch.
I wouldn't touch that.
Yeah. But if you want to read what the other scroll says, you can.
We do.
We just read them all.
This is the final testament of Matriarch Euphraxa Lagates Faithful, servant of Mechane. I am not a warrior, but all warriors are dead, breaking themselves upon the enemy's host. The enemy has set their plan into motion. The sorcerer king surrounds himself with the corpses. To fight is to grow, or increase in number, his legions. Egypt retreats from the world, us, contact with us. The Hittites have fallen into chaos and strife. The conspirators of Crete have sacrificed their own. The Aegean has fallen into barbarism. The city of 1,000 pillars is forever lost, has always been lost. Even the Deva grow desperate with the enemy at their border. Roll me a history check or religion check.
Thank God.
25. Deva are people who worship the Scarlet King, which is a bad, bad no-no. It's a XK end-of-the-world scenario sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even they were against the fleshy fleshes.
Mm-hmm.
So and then it says, the center collapses, kingdoms crumble, the damage is done. The light of reason flickers and wanes. But Mechane sacrificed herself so that we might be free. We refuse to return to the darkness.
James.
We would rather die. But the siege at Gyros was won. Gyros? I don't know. We must strike while the metal is hot, and thus we march for Kythera, at the end of all things. We have crossed the wine dark sea. We have seen villages ravaged by the Red Death. We have seen the dead, the dying, and the deathless. We cast the accursed to holy flame. We enter his desolate domain, and in our left hand we carry our answer. We cannot undo what has been done, but we can delay the Sarkic Dawn.
Sarkic Dong.
So there's also other research that's around that area. And if you go through it, it looks as though they've sort of been piecing together the information that's in here. And it seems that there was a kingdom of Mekane way, way, way back. And it was located around...
John Mekane.
Fuck you. Was located around...
I am Maverick Bot!
Was located around Greece. But there was also a Sarkic kingdom as well. And it looks as though the kingdom of Mekane sort of like fell into... shadow and disrepair, and so did the Sarkic cult, whereas the other kingdoms that you recognize, the Aegean, the Hittites, the Egyptians, they all sort of kept going on about their day and whatnot.
Fun fact, the reason that the ancient Greeks described the sea as wine dark is they didn't have a word for blue.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You also see that the part of that last scroll where it says the Red Death, they're talking about SCP-610, which is the Flesh That Hates, which you guys
I hate that guy.
Yeah. So the Flesh That Hates is a disease that's been around for quite a while.
I know about that.
And,
I'm a doctor.
So that's all the information that's in that area. But it looks as though these giant mech suits were built to fight giant fleshy monsters and the Flesh That Hates and all that stuff. And in the end, you know, the kingdom of Mekane was crumbled, and so did the kingdom of the Sarkicists.
All right, so these suits suck, is what I'm hearing.
So take yours off.
I mean, now. Oh, you, the radiation suits? Yeah,
no,
they're
the mech suits, they were not effective.
I mean, they were effective enough to stop giant monsters, apparently.
Can I take a schematic download of these?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sure we can build it better now that it's thousands of years later.
I was going to say, the SCP Foundation probably has giant robots.
Well, I would, yeah, we've already categorized.
Definitely make
but
it
we
better.
Don't have this giant robot.
You don't have this giant
yeah, and it,
robot. But it's
so,
also a little it's, out. It's super cool.
Yeah, but it says in its left hand it can do this shit.
Muy
so, like,
viejo.
We got
to
take
so we need to find the left hand.
And we got
to
take the chemical compound. Oh, the left hand.
Sitting there.
Yeah, it's the one with
it's
the Greek
attached.
Fire in it.
No,
oh,
the
I
left,
thought the right hand.
The right hand's the one with the fire.
Okay,
the left,
the left
hand
hand's
the one
there.
That's not attached.
Okay,
yeah, the left hand's missing.
It's not missing.
It's missing.
Just
it's
detached.
Just not on
just,
the robot.
Yeah, they didn't reattach it yet.
All right,
oh,
Shana's,
I thought it was thrown.
Shana's gonna go check out.
It was. They found it later.
Okay.
Yeah. Shana, the boss bitch, is checking out the hand.
What about the hand?
She's looking down.
I'm
the
looking
barrel.
At it. What is up with the hand that's attached?
Bloated. The hand that's attached, that's the one
that detached.
Shoots. Oh, detached. That's the one that has possible reality warping powers. The
okay,
thing.
There's no, like, it's not connected to any computers. There's no dossier.
No.
That's the one.
Other than the information that's listed there is that from what they could tell, the metal that the arm is built out of exhibits some sort of reality warping ability, though very minute, so they don't know exactly what it would do if it's turned on, but they do know from their sensors that it would fuck with reality.
So don't get sexy.
Don't get sexy.
How do I turn it on?
It doesn't tell you how to turn it on. It's not currently.
We need to
talk
about power.
Power source.
Oh, there's no core into it.
Is there a core nearby?
A nuclear core?
Yeah.
No, there's not one in here.
Okay. Well, let's go out and call it in. Let's get Scott up in here.
Is there any rooms we haven't hit?
So, no, it looks like you've gone through. There's the corpse room. There's the rooms with the scrolls. There's, you know, other rooms with information kind of that I already told you. So it looks like you've already hit up everything that is down.
It's like a little museum.
Yeah, pretty much. And yeah, it looks like they were studying this.
There's still no sign of who was firefighting who and who took what?
So as far as the documents go, it looks like this thing was fighting the kingdom of the Sarkic cult.
The Sarkic
no,
cultists.
But like all the dead SCP people.
Oh,
on
that
this site? Yeah.
No, there's no. So technically, there are cameras.
Before we tap into those cameras and rewatch everything,
let's take a break.
We already did that.
Good job. I thought it was a setup.
Is there anything that looks like is missing that was taken from here? Since everything's so dusty and old down here, is there any dust lines, right, of missing objects or anything like that?
No.
You said that very hesitantly.
Shana, it doesn't look like that.
Shana goes to the camera room and looks at the... Yeah.
Let's get under the hood. Take a look.
get under the hood?
Yeah, like they do at the NFL, at the football games.
Oh, under the tent. Got it. So that'll be up, back up and out. It won't be down.
I like
here.
To get under the hood.
Yeah, we're going up.
Okay. And then you get you go through decontamination again.
A
and
popper
then
suit.
Then you can take your piss suit off. It smells bad. It's filled with piss and vomit.
Who the fuck are you?
It's gross.
Do you think you're better than me?
See?
See? You're a monster.
You're a fucking...
You're a bruja.
That's a witch. I know that one.
Bruja.
Yeah, I fixed the Super Bowl. What's up?
I did it. I like Pat Mahomes. So, if you go to the security room and you play back the tape,
mm-hmm.
it looks as though there is a set of... Actually, it's just one person. One person rolls through here. And murders everybody.
Scott Hopkins.
And he just sniffs every foot. It looks like he's wearing sort of an ancient garb of sorts around his waist. No, nothing on his chest. Moves very fast and just has this big black sword that he rolls around. He's jumping over people and he moves like way fast. It seems like he has some serious combat training as he's just cutting people apart, taking guns, shooting other people.
And he look at his abs.
Is that guts from Berserk?
Not that big of a sword. It's like a normal
Achilles.
Long sword of sorts.
Is that Achilles?
Oh, it's...
No, but he does have tattoos all over his chest.
It's Machimune. It's Sephiroth.
They're like red.
Can I check my history?
Sure.
To check out those tattoos?
Yeah.
I got a 7 with a plus 6.
You don't know. So you botched.
I got a natural 20 to check out the tattoos.
Stops copies me.
No, you stops copying me.
Stops copying me.
So natural 20 on the tattoo check.
So you've seen this before. It's sort of like whispers around various SCP locations that there is a hitman that one of the sites uses to basically wipe out the really tough targets. And this is actually known as SCP-076, aka Abel.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. As in Cain and Abel.
I was going to say.
I thought he was dead.
He can't die.
I thought he got his head bashed in by a rock.
Yep, and it literally, he just pops back up alive later on. So he literally cannot die.
Okay.
He's been killed many times, and he always just comes right back.
Which site does he work for?
Roll me. You said you got a crit 20?
That's right.
So you don't know, because it's redacted. So nobody knows which
fucking
site he works
redacted
for.
Redacted records. God damn it.
Yep. So nobody knows exactly which site he works for.
Son of a bitch.
He works for site redacted. Your brain literally yells redacted at you as you try to remember.
Big Jim Cinco.
Big Jim Cinco.
I called in to our site, our interim site directors. Hey, Shayna.
It's right next to you.
Krabs.
Can you,
you don't have to yell. You don't have to yell, Krabs.
Can you contact the O5 Council and let them know we might have a rogue site?
Yeah. Okay. I'll go up the elevator and do that.
Voice you guys are already up the elevator.
Yeah, we're already up here.
Welcome to 20 minutes ago.
I call in.
Hold on.
I call it in.
Hold on.
Cinco Council.
Don't read chat.
That's what Steve just said. I wasn't reading chat. Saro Cinco.
Steve was reading chat.
Yeah.
Did they steal anything from this place?
Doesn't look like it.
They just got all the information that we kind of did?
Yeah.
Off the computers?
Yep.
Scrolls?
Yep.
Rolled
just
out?
Killed all the site personnel.
Shayna calls in the O5 Council. And relays all the information.
Okay. Your site contact at the O5 Council is the DM.
Redacted.
So. Hi.
Hey, Billy.
Name's not Billy.
Billy Fives.
It's not that. Also
His
not my number.
Dr. Robinson.
Tucker.
Yep. Name's Dr. Robinson.
Dr. Robinson. Hey. Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry, I went on a bender and now I woke up in Kazakhstan.
I'm not surprised.
I found one of the colossi.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of dead SCP people here. I think there is a rogue site because of the assassin that my compatriot Krabs found.
Okay. Who was the assassin?
Cain.
Nope.
Cain.
Abel.
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 You're sure it was Abel?
That's what the video footage shows.
Okay.
So unless you know an SCP that can change video footage.
I mean, technically, yeah, but...
Yeah, there's a bunch of shape-shifting SCPs.
Seems unlikely.
Out there.
But seems unlikely. Okay. That is certainly a complication. So I will have to look into that, and I will ask you to not share that with anybody else.
Do you want me to kill these two?
Who is it?
I say in code. Hans Gruber and Krabs.
Yes. You have to kill one of them.
I look at the two of them.
Why are you looking at us like that, Shayna?
Krabs.
What?
Pick a number of entrees between 1 and 3.
Entrees?
Entrees?
Yeah.
2.
Hans?
What?
Pick a number of entrees between 2 and 6.
Entrees? No me gustan los chilies. Ugh. Me gustan los chichis. Chichis is Spanish for titties.
I shoot Krabs in the face.
What the fuck?
Just pulls a gun out, shoots Krabs in the forehead. You have to play as the camel now. Okay, so that happens.
Fuck you, Krabs.
Fuck!
The
dungeon... Drive the camel!
So, good job on
I
killing
I blow
one
into
of
the
them.
Asshole of the camel to blow it up so it goes quicker.
The camel around.
I think the camel is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Dr. Robinson says that, okay, so you should get out of there. We're going to send in a cleanup crew.
Good.
To deal with all that.
I'm so hungover I might die, Dr. Sight.
So you should get out of here.
On delay.
And you immediately get a phone call.
Fuga! Fuga!
As soon as you leave the confines of this site, you immediately get a phone call from an unknown number.
Hi, this is Dr. Gully.
Hi, this is Robert Brumero.
What?
I told one of you. I don't think it was you that I spoke to.
No.
But I said I was going to call as soon as you learned what was there at that site.
I did.
Yeah, so...
It was pain.
Okay, well, so now you know that we've been, you know, fighting this war against the Sarcasus for quite some time now.
Uh-huh.
And that we definitely need to make sure that they don't spread the Red Death around.
No,
right?
That would be bad.
So I'm going to need you to help me take back an SCP location from the SCP Foundation.
What location is that?
And they send you the coordinates, and as they send you the coordinates, which is a beach.
Is it a Chili's?
Rick Krabs Nelson.
Is there a Chili's on that beach?
Well, I doubt it, but let me see.
Do you want to meet
an ancestral corn?
Meet me at the nearest Chili's to that beach. If there's not
ancestral
a Chili's
corn
on that beach.
Tortillas.
They're blue.
It's an island in Greece. So as he sends you the coordinates for this one island in Greece, that is where we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. Healer Weapon of Choice, Big Jim the Neck Lord, Chronic Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Scruntle Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Law, Slimy, Shinigami, God King, Red Panda Bay.
Long may his Gundams fight.
Sapper Supreme, maybe. An old swamp ass,
maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Cumdum.
You.
Cumdum.
Cumdum.
Mobile suit Cumdum. Mobile
I've
suit
gone,
gun cum?
I've gone cum dumb.
We can't do that on Twitch.
Toy guns.
You want to support us? You can
your
do so on
cum-dum.
Many different.
What if I hold it backwards?
There you go. stupid websites, freedomvalleyhorsebase.com, dickblood.club, lizardteats.com, mookmoke.com, buythesevyactress.com, louisianapocketgopher.com, damnyoudennis.com, birdswithpenises.com,
Chickum.church, PartyMormons.com, Raoul'sMovingCastle.com, ChugYourMilk.com,
ChugYourLight,
DaddyDennis.com, or simply Patreon.com/botchpodcast.
Wait, what was the new one from this episode?
Well, we didn't
but
buy it.
I don't remember what it was.
Well, that's
it was funny.
Fine.
Okay.
Because we didn't buy it.
Chongo Grande.
Yeah.
Hey!
Which, that should be, as always, Speech should be that. Want to support us financially? Want to support us but can't do it financially? Head on over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can leave us a 5-star review, and Chonky will read it here on the show.
Fuck yeah, I will. Mm.
Tell us how many Chongo Grandes you can chug in 40 minutes. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music.
It's 20.
Gozer_Chongo Grande.
Thank you to Emily Swan. Support her at a Swan name Emily all over the internet. Want to send us a Chongo Grande? You can do so by sending it to P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. And Chonky will drink it here on stream.
Woo!
You can send beer through the post office if you lie about it.
Yeah. It is yeast in a nutrient solution.
Yeah, it's true.
That's illegal.
Well, that's fine. I'm going to go do drugs later.
Oh, no. Or you can just...
Drugs!
And as always...
When your boss is giving you that look, and she reaches down into her pants and pulls out a pistol and shoots you in the fucking head, scream boss, and we'll kill you.
Adios, amigos! See you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Our current keyframe frequency is 8.3 seconds.
Our cream fry setting is
too low. We'll never replace our population fast enough at this rate.
I have a refractory period, Dad.